sheet 24, Bob. Search sheet 24 and stop messing me up.
The steward of the overseer of the seal knew whose word is truth, begotten of the steward, blah, blah, blah. Take over, please.
Okay, yeah. The steward of the overseer of the seal knew whose word is truth, begotten of the steward of the overseer of the seal, amen, heptit, whose word is truth, saith, hail ye four apes. So, apes. Did they know what apes were back then, Ion?
Of course. Of course.
Are they the hairy beast? The hairy beast?
They are. They are.
Wow. Cool.
Hey, Ion, why does Carolyn have a slight dyslexia? She's always mispronouncing. Like, amen, hetep. She goes, amen, hepet. She does that a lot when we're doing other stuff. She either reads over it, glosses over it, doesn't care what she's saying. I don't know what it is. What do you say, Ian?
Okay.
Why has she got
dyslexia? Okay, here's because when you're a doctor, they have to make it so that people can't copy your scripts. So you have to have an unintelligible longhand way to write. Well, she's done that so much, it's transversed into typed words. So she now does it, speaks it the way she would write it as a very appropriate doctor writing scripts.
And none of that is true.
Trying to promote death by modern medicine.
I have been told that I can't be a doctor because my writing is so perfect. So there, both of you.
Yeah. It's very clear.
Well, doesn't that show you how Ion can quickly come up like a fucking demon with any explanation? Highly suspect, Ion.
You can do that. I do that. We all do it, except Ion does it with everything.
Yeah, he does it fast. He does it very fast.
Yeah. Okay, continuing. Hail ye who sit in the bows of the boat of Ra, who convey truth to Neber-Chur, who sit in judgment on the oppressed man and on his oppressor, who make the gods to be contented by means of the flame of your mouths, who offer holy offerings.
Go ahead.
Who offer holy offerings to the gods and sepulchral. Say that for me, Bob.
Sepulchral, like a sepulchre, sepulchral.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I used to think it was sepulchral, but it means graveyard, like graveyard.
Mm-hmm. Tomb.
She can't say sepulchral. She can't do it. She'll go sepulchral. She'll go alphabet. She'll say alphabet when she can't get the word.
Vinny, Vinny, Vicky.
Yeah, there. She said that wrong, too.
Latin.
It's Vinny, Vici, Vini, not Vinny, Vinny, Vici.
So funeral meals to the spirit souls who live upon truth and who feed upon truth of heart, who are without deceit and fraud, and to whom wickedness is an abomination. Do ye away with my evil deeds, and put ye away my sins, which deserved stripes upon earth, and destroy ye every evil thing which appertaineth to me, and let there be no obstacle whatsoever on my part towards you. O grant ye that I may make my way through the Amhet. Let me enter into Rasta. Let me pass through the hidden pylons of Ament.
Barely keep that simple one out. Ament. It's Ament, Carolyn.
Yeah, I wonder what it is. I've always known that. But these are words that we've never seen before, so I have to phrase them out phonetically. Maybe I never learned phonetics.
Are you saying you know you had that problem?
Yeah, of course.
That you weren't a good reader?
You've been saying that for decades.
Yes, but I didn't think you noticed it.
Oh, grant that Bob would shut his mouth. No, that's not it. Oh, grant that there may be given unto me Shen's cakes and ale and person cakes, even as to the living spirit souls, and grant that I may enter into and come forth from Rasta.
You can go back to mispronouncing. This is too slow. Go back to your rapid.
Oh, thank
stuff.
You. Okay, continue.
Okay, 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 wait. Go, whoa, 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 whoa. You're missing all the good parts. We tried to jump in, but we thought
yeah,
we
Bob distracted me totally. Go ahead, Iron.
True. So what's happened is that the first part, you got to look at what's happening. Now, they're acknowledging, these are dead people, acknowledging the four apes.
Because
the four apes are in the boat of Ra. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Now, where did they come up with this? People come out of that. Humans come out of the butts of monkeys.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay. Well, those stages of apprehension is what we would call it. Have to be marked or adjudicated. Now, adjudication means that you have a capacity that can allow something to be noted from one side or the other, or one part to the other. So all the dogmatic conditions that you would embrace into whatever you're doing has to bleed through to the dead, because the dead take those things with them. Back to the Robert E. Lee days, it wasn't, that was just normal. But those that were dead in that window, back to the cotton field, picking them cottons, that's the thing that's being spoke about now with the abolition of slavery and all those issues. They're still now more virulent now than they were when the slaving days was going on, Carolyn. So they're making this same point right here, that it just because you scream at it doesn't mean it goes away. Just even in the land of the dead, just because you rail at it doesn't dismiss it. Nor does it vindicate it, or does it adjudicate it.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
It's still there, yeah. Still there.
And it's more. And that's what this is pointing out.
Yeah. Okay. So we take ourselves wherever we go, including all the bad bits.
But now, you see, you're trying to make your way through to get to the good stuff, to the persimmon cakes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, yeah, the cakes, yeah. Yeah, so we're looking for the good stuff. So are we ready
but
to
don't
drop
worry.
Bad?
But don't worry. The four apes are fixing to tell you something. Go ahead.
Uh-huh. Okay. Got the words. The four apes make answer, saying, "Come thou, for we have done away with thy wickedness, and we have put away thy sin, along with thy sins upon earth, which deserved stripes." Now that stripes, is that deserved beatings, whippings?
Yeah, stripes meaning punishment. So if you do something wrong, you get messed up. If you smoke cigarettes, you die of cancer. If you back at the whorehouse, you get what you get, or whatever else that goes along with gonorrhea and syphilis.
Okay, continuing. "And we have destroyed every evil thing which appertained to thee upon earth. Enter therefore unto Rasta, and pass through the hidden pylons of Amentet, and there shall be given unto thee Shen's cakes and ale and person cakes. And thou shalt come forth and shalt enter in at thy desire, even as do those who are favored of the God. And thou shalt be called to partake of offerings each day in the horizon." So,
okay. Basically, the short version is the rain falls on the just and the unjust, but the favored and the unfavored have a chance to it be acknowledged. So you don't even have to be a chosen one to apply this conditioned response of engagement with the dead. Because it's very particular now. The details are very literal, and the way it's laid out is the way it's laid out on purpose.
Wow. Very good. Continuing, and this is a new chapter, and it's called the Chapter of Tet of Gold. "The Osiris Ani, whose word is truth, saith, thou risest up for thyself, O still heart. Thou shinest for thyself, O still heart. Place thou thyself on thy base. I come, I bring unto thee a tet of gold. Thou shalt rejoice therein. So we're at the golden part. That should be good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, appendage. But you know what a tet, the tet of gold is?
I do not.
Your drops.
Got it. Did you hear that, Bob? Head of gold. RNA reset drops. Bob's first product. Appendix from the papyrus of Nebseni and the papyrus of Nu. Rise up, thou, O Osiris. Thou hast thy back. Is that a misspelling? I have back bayon. Should it be backbone?
No, no, it's pronounced correctly, but they mean a backbone.
Okay. Rise up, O Osiris, thou hast thy back bayon. O still heart, thou hast thy neck vertebrae in thy back. O still heart, place thou thyself on thy base. They said base earlier. Is base your core, your trunk?
Well, it's the condition. It's the condition. What are you based on? Are you based in this world or in the underworld? Where's your base? What's home base?
Wow. Cool. Continuing. I put water beneath thee. And now, water, is that living water ion?
It would be. Because they don't get ice water in hell, Carolyn.
Yeah, true. Okay, I put water.
And living water is not water. Another reason it could be
basically.
There.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. It's not water. Is it wet? Is Is it wet?
No. Have you ever noticed the water we get is wet? By the way,
no.
What?
Stop.
Box two.
Continuing.
Has come, Carol. Box two.
Box two.
Yay.
Continuing. Yeah, they'll only deliver one big box per day to us. So they hold
That damn Jimmy.
Yeah. So put it in the freezer, Bob. It's been out in the heat for days.
Okay.
Continuing, and I bring unto thee a tet of gold that thou mayest rejoice therein. And then they come to a rubric that I shall read, which tells you how to read this chapter. And they say, this chapter shall be recited over a tet of gold, which is RNA drops, set in a stand made of sycamore wood. Now, sycamores, that was big in what movie, Bob? The sycamores?
Twin Peaks.
Yes.
Sycamore tree. That was a portal.
Yeah. Is this sycamore wood likened unto a portal, Ion?
Yes, the oil of it is.
Ah. Woo-hoo-hoo.
Remember the tree that the old number one walked through? That was
a
sycamore tree.
Oh, wow. Okay, yes.
We should go get him back.
Well, he's doing great. He'll come back. He'll be back.
Who?
Never mind.
Who, Ion?
Mute yourself.
Who, Ion? Who's she talking about?
Continuing.
Elvis Cornflower.
Which hath been steeped in a tincture of Ankhamu flowers, A-N-K-H-A-M-U flowers. I haven't heard of those, so I'm going to look them up.
Okay, stop right there. Stop right there, then look it up, since you said that.
I lost my place.
And how would they steep a tincture of a flower? Is this key?
Yeah, it's
smell a formula.
Yeah. They're processing a process. Ankhamu, now they're calling it a Hanukkah flower. or there's an Anu Hay flower.
I'm laughing. I'm reading what Trump's sister says about him.
No, I can't. Bob, you're interrupting right in the middle.
I'm speaking of the dead.
There's an Ankhamu flower. A-N-K.
Kamala?
H-A-M-U.
Kamala Harris Bower?
Shush. You mute yourself or I'll make you read this.
You're going to have to hurry up and finish this. I can't take this much longer.
Okay, Book of the Dead. The reference I find for that spelling just brings me back to the Book of the Dead, Ion. So go ahead and spill your guts.
No, we'll save it for a nice Thursday.
Yes, okay. So will we stop since Bob's going to be a B.I.T.?
No. You got their TT hard, Carolyn. You can't leave them all high and dry now. They'll kill themselves. You got to get them off the ledge. That's not nice.
Okay. So let's go to this. This chapter shall be recited over a tet of gold, set in a stand made of sycamore wood, which hath been steeped in a tincture of Ankhamu flowers.
Okay, wait now. Wait. The stand has been steeped in an alcohol tincture of Ankhamu flowers. So they took Ankhamu flowers, whatever that is, and put it in the alcohol, and then poured that and soaked or reconstituted or macerated it into a sycamore wood vessel, which was holding the drops, rebob.
Correct.
Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay, and then when you got dead people, and there's a funeral, which Bob don't go to, you put it on the neck of the dead on the day of the funeral. Now, that's not over there. That's right here. Go ahead.
Got it. Okay, can't wait to do that. As Ion said,
you need some dead people. You need some dead people, Carolyn. We can help.
I know you can. You are continuing, and it shall be placed on the neck of the deceased on the day of the funeral. If this amulet be placed on his neck, he shall become a perfect kul and kurt netter. And at the festivals of the new year, he shall be like unto the followers of Osiris continually and forever. So there's your little, what's it called? A ritual.
A clue.
Ritual. A clue.
A clue.
I love clues. Rubric. This chapter shall be set over a tet of gold fashioned out of the trunk of a sycamore tree, and it should be placed on the neck of the deceased. Then shall he enter in through the doors of the Tuat. His words well be silenced. The well is W-H-A-L-L. Be silent.
So it's kind of like shall and will.
It is indeed. Continuing. He shall place himself on the ground on New Year's Day among the followers of Osiris. Now, this New Year's Day, is that New Year's in terms of this person's new year?
No.
What is it?
It's a marker, you'll see.
Okay, a marker. Continuing. If this chapter be known by the deceased, he shall live like a perfect Khu, K-H-U, in the curtain netter. He shall not be sent back from the doors of Amentet. There shall be given to him the Shen's cake and a cup of wine and the Persen cake, P-E-R-S-E-N, and slices of meat on the altars of Ra, or as some read, Osiris Un-Nefer, And his word shall be truth before his enemies and Kurt Netter continually and forever and forever. That's pretty eternal.
Now, the first rubric was from the Papyrus of Nu, and the second rubric was from the Turin Papyrus. So they're two of the same clues done for different folks, said by different folks. So they're similar, but not exactly. One has more details, but then the other has more of the completion. What do you do once you get them back alive? What do they eat? Mm-hmm. What do they drink? Mm-hmm. How does this work?
So
the one is more pervasive in the first one, and the latter is more pervasive in after you get them back alive.
And is that two different groups of people translating?
Yes. Different papyrus has recorded it differently. Like the Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John all describe the same event. But it's acting like they couldn't be at the same place the way they described it.
Yep. Very good. Makes it fluid, more fluid. Continuing. The chapter of Tet of Carnelian.
The stone. The stone.
Yeah,
people told them in their pockets.
Now,
bring you money.
Right. Now, before it was Tet of Gold, and now it's Tet of Carnelian. Is this still Arne?
No, this would be Remag.
Hi, Remag. Okay, continuing. The Osiris Ani, whose word is truth, saith, the blood of Isis. Now, isn't Carnelian red?
No, it's like an amberish. It's like a golden amberish color. It looks like the stuff when they ambered things in fringe.
Yeah.
It's like a topaz, imperial topaz color, goldish brown, bronzy.
Is that the blood color, though, is what I'm trying to get at?
No. No.
Not the blood. Okay, got it. Continuing, the spells of Isis, the magic powers of Isis. Okay, Ion, when Isis, the terrorist group, took the name Isis, were they stealing it from all the, from the Egyptian Book of the Dead and the various...
No, it's an acronym for the Islamic group. It's just like like Antifa. That's not either. It's just an acronym for what they are.
Got it. Thank you. Perfect. And continuing. So just to go back, the blood of Isis, the spells of Isis, the magical powers of Isis shall make this great, shall make this great one strong, and shall be an amulet of protection, key 15, against him, that would do to him the things which he abomineth. Okay, now why that would do to... So he gets an amulet of protection against things that would abominate him. That's what they're trying to say,
yeah.
Ion?
That's what Remag does.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't cure you. It keeps you from getting sick.
Yeah.
What word refers to Remag?
The Carnelian.
Carnelian.
Mm-hmm. The Tet of Carnelian.
Tet
of Carnelian. Gold. Yeah.
Now, what is Carnelian?
It's a stone.
Remag. It's Remag.
Yeah.
It's a mineral.
Yeah.
It is.
Okay, Bob. Bob says, yep. And then we come to...
Are you giving the secret away? Is that how you rip magnesium? Is with carnelian? Damn, we didn't know that.
Neither did we. And then appendix, and then it says rubric, and this is from the Papyrus of Nu. This chapter...
Now, wait. This is the new... So this is the first one, remember?
Yes.
The one that was more detailed. This one that was more detailed in the beginning of it. Because we're going to do this again. So go ahead.
Uh-huh. Well, then we'll probably go to the Papyrus of Turin, which will be not so much detailed,
well,
but at
no.
the end.
It's state recension. It's state recension.
Missed that. What?
The next one comes from state recension.
Oh, a different. Okay, fine. Okay, Bob, can we continue?
Please, don't ask him. He don't care.
This chapter shall be set over Ted of Carnelian, which hath been washed in a tincture on Camu flowers. And
oh, so now, oh, my girdle, Myrtle, just a minute. Yeah. So you have Renag has been washed in a tincture of them same flowers that was mm-hmm. before dealt with on the sycamore tree.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And it's fashioned out of the trunk of a sycamore tree. This is different. Mm-hmm. Now you're taking the tet of gold and the tet mm-hmm. of carnelian, and you're bringing them together, aren't
mm-hmm.
you?
Looks like, yeah. Got it. Let's see what other exciting things we find. Okay, it's fashioned out of the trunk of a... Okay, say the whole darn thing. This chapter shall be set over a tet of carnelian, which hath been washed in a tincture of Ankamu flowers, and is fashioned out of the trunk of a sycamore tree. What is fashioned? The washed
the container.
The container. Yeah, it says it differently, doesn't it, than it did before?
Well, it does, but see, it's opposite. Before, they took and swashed the sycamore tree. Now they mm. swash the remag in the trunk of the sycamore tree. So you have a second part.
Right. See, the words before were, this chapter shall be recited over a tet of gold set in a stand made of sycamore wood. So they
right.
made it clear it was some sort of structure, sycamore structure.
And
so.
This is not. This is more like a coaster that you put on the neck of the dead people.
Oh, right. Because then the next sycamore tree was something, the carnelian, washed in a tincture of the flowers fashioned out of the trunk of a sycamore tree. Same flowers, but fashioned. And that's the togetherness. And now it's set over Ted of Carnelian, anointed with a tincture of Ankamu flowers made from the trunk of a sycamore tree. And maybe they think we'll realize it's a bit of furniture. Who knows? But, continuing, it shall be placed on the neck of the Khu. If this book be done for him, the magical spells of Isis shall protect him.
You jump, darling.
Okay.
Go back up one.
Sorry. Yes, because they're all the same to me. Okay, rewind. Okay, it's all that about fashioned out of the trunk of a sycamore tree. It should be placed on the neck of the deceased on the day of the funeral. If this be done for him, the magical powers of Isis will protect his members. Horus, the son of Isis, shall rejoice when he seeth him. No road shall be blocked to him. His hand shall be to heaven. His hand shall be to earth forever. Do not let anyone see him. Verily. ... And then there's a rubric in the part I had jumped to. And this, as Zion said earlier, from the Sati Recession, S-A-I-T-E. This chapter shall be said over Tet of Carnelian, anointed with a tincture of Ankamu flowers made from the trunk of a sycamore tree. It shall be placed on the neck of the Khu. If this book be done for him, the magical spells of Isis shall protect him, and Horus, the son of Isis, shall rejoice when he seeth him. No road shall be blocked to him. His hand shall be to heaven. His hand shall be to earth. So that's someone in the in-between, Ion?
It would be, because that's what you're trying to reach, too. Because they're still here, but they're dead. But they're not there yet.
Yeah, not there yet. Right, thank you. Continuing, if this book be known by him, he shall be in the following of Osiris and Nefer, and his word shall be truth and Khertneter. The doors of Khertneter shall be opened to him. Wheat and barley shall be given to him in Sekhet Anru.
Anru. Anru.
Anru. A-A-R. A-A-N-R-U.
Like Aaron with an N. Aaron with an N. Anru.
Anru. His name shall be like the names of the gods who are there, the followers of Horus, who reap. So that's the end of that chapter, okay. It seems. Where are we at, Ion?
Well, the wheat and the barley are what you end up making for bread of life.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. You're starting to pull it. They're giving little dots. They're putting little dots. Little dot here, little dot there. Dot, Frosting Paradise.
Mm-hmm. This two sentences above?
Somebody should look up where that actually is.
Where what actually is?
Flossen Paradise is.
Oh, okay. From the fifth element. Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll have to watch that.
No, and that's where it's from, but where is it geographically?
Oh, geographically. Bob, you're muted, and it's very annoying.
I just happened to see that in a couple of quick videos. Seem to be floating someplace, like Shambhala in Sheila's painting.
Mm.
Or the mountain. Mm. Is that right, Ian? Kind of floating someplace?
Mm. Actually, it's in Andromeda.
Ah, okay.
But don't tell anybody.
Yeah.
Now, damn you, don't you tell anybody. We're sipping you shit.
Yeah, where is the bread of life, Karen? Where was that word?
Yeah, it's three sentences above.
In the freezer. In the freezer.
Did you put it in the freezer?
Not yet.
Wheat and barley shall be given to him.
Oh, yeah. Rubric. It's in rubric.
I get hung up on the stupid pronunciation.
Word. Sekhet Anru. I'm very good at that. I don't stumble.
So what you should do, Bob, is follow me, and I'll stop at the...
I can't follow this stuff.
I know. You fall asleep.
Yeah, your reading is so clumsy. I just can't. I'd be interrupting all the time.
The next dead book, Bob's going to be reading it. I am the Tibetan book, The Dead. All Bob.
That's right.
Continuing, the chapter of a heart of Sherit stone.
It's not Sher. It's S-H. It's S-E. Sahert stone. You go Sherhert.
Dirt.
See, you are dyslexic little way.
Dirt. It's cert.
Yeah, well, that's your version. You know it even better. But she goes, she hurt. No, it's they hurt.
I jumped to the H and pronounced that before the E.
You maybe block out vowels in some way. Maybe you have something against vowels, which created visual space.
You're an oral person. You're a vowel bigot. You're a vowel bigot. Damn.
You're a bigot fence.
Vowels matter too, Carolyn. Vowels matter too.
The water's shining. The sun's shining in the water long before the, what do you call it when the sun goes down? Carolyn can't read. I can't name.
Night.
I don't know what things are called.
Night.
Nature.
Dawn or something.
Night.
Dusk. The dusk.
Night. It's on night.
It's shining
night.
Before the dusk.
Before the night. That's hot night.
I forgot the basics.
Yeah. He can't pronounce it. He just doesn't know what it is. Carolyn, he can't pronounce it. He just doesn't know what it is.
Okay, the chapter of a heart of shirt stone. No, I said it wrong again.
You're okay. Go ahead with it. They won't care. It won't matter.
No, they don't care. Poor hearers of this. The Osiris Ani, whose word is truth, saith, I am the Bennu bird, the heart soul of Ra.
Bennu. See, that's why I can't follow this. Let me correct you every third word.
The grammarian. Bob the grammarian.
I think there's a slight impatience in Carolyn that does this. It counts impatience.
Go back to Revelations 2, Carolyn. Remind him of what he sounded like then. That's when you know something. The problem with him.